Multiple stars depart from Kennedy Center after Trump named chairman. By Paul Bois on February 13, 2025. Multiple stars have announced their departure from the Kennedy Center in the wake of Trump being named chairman following the termination of President Deborah Rutter. According to the New York Times, the Kennedy Center announced on Wednesday a new slate of board members, all appointed by Mr. Trump, and said in a statement that the new board elected Mr. Trump chairman and terminated Ms. Rutter's contract. The Trump administration reportedly removed 18 board members who were appointed by former President Joe Biden. "It is a great honor to be chairman of the Kennedy Center, especially with this amazing board of trustees. We will make the Kennedy Center a very special and exciting place," the president announced on his Truth Social. Several prominent stars have announced they will be cutting ties with the Kennedy Center due to the Trump administration's shakeup. Musician Ben Folds, who served as artistic advisor to the National Symphony Orchestra, announced that he would be resigning from his position given developments at the Kennedy Center. "It's been a wonderful 8 years," Folds said on Instagram, adding that the Kennedy Center staff encouraged thousands of fresh new audiences to appreciate symphonic music. Superstar soprano Renee Fleming also said in a statement she will be departing from her role as artistic advisor at large to the Kennedy Center. "I've treasured the bipartisan support for this institution as a beacon of America at our best," Fleming said in a statement. "I hope the Kennedy Center continues to flourish and serve the passionate and diverse audience in our nation's capital and across the country." Fleming also praised David Rubenstein, asserting that his leadership just one of the many ways he has contributed to America's cultural and historic heritage. "He is the greatest patriot I know. They have both been an inspiration to me, and out of respect, I think it right to depart as well," Fleming continued. "I've treasured the bipartisan support for this institution as a beacon of America at our best. I hope the Kennedy Center continues to flourish and serve the passionate and diverse audience in our nation's capital and across the country." According to The Hill, renowned television writer and producer Shonda Rhimes also reportedly resigned from the board after serving as the Kennedy Center's treasurer. "Please be advised that as of today, Shonda Rhimes has resigned from the board of the Kennedy Center," a spokesperson for Rhimes told Deadline. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.